Ayin Vav on a base by the two dots. Pachas Medala on Dalad. So the Mishnah says that the access, the window has to be Dalad by Dalad to allow them to be Ma'arav together as one. And less than Dalad, Dalad won't work. Amram Nachman, Lashon El Chalon, Shabbain, Base Chatzeris. The requirement of Dalad by Dalad is you're dealing between two chatzeris. Between two chatzeris, it has to be dalad al dalad. Abel, chalon shebeim deis batim. I'm sorry, it has to be dalad al dalad, but it has to be below 10. Abel, chalon shebeim deis batim, filam ala meisor nami, imotzu la'arav ma'arav v'nechud. Even if the chalon, it has to be dalad al dalad, but can it be, it's allowed to be above 10 tvachim. More says my time up. Why? By a chotzer, it must be within 10 tvachim. And by a bias, it can be below, it can be even above 10 tvachim. By a chotzer, it has to be below 10 tvachim. And by bias, it can be even above 10 tvachim. It's because, Beisa Kimanda Moli Domi. So this is a story which we had in the Sefer Shabbos. Gregor Sechet Sefer Shabbos and Daf Hey. A house is literally, I mean, the house is full. It's like we look at the airspace inside the house as if there's an actual mamoshes to it. So it's always within 10 tefachim on the ground because the ground is higher. Theoretically, you could raise the height of the ground. I recall correctly, the Rav of the Mishnah argues that a house is a place where you could put things there near the window which allow you to climb up in and out, and they can remain there permanently because that's part of the house, is you put things inside the house. Okay. Ese Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, it's a brisa which says, Echel li chalon shebein beiz chatzeris, vechel li chalon shebein beiz batim. Whether it's no difference to me, the brisa says, whether the chalon is between two chateris or two houses, li chalon shebein beis aliyas or two second floor houses, second floor apartments, li chalon shebein beis gag, and we have two roofs. They had flat roofs, and there was a wall in between, and there was a chalon between the two roofs. Li chalon shebein beis chador, or in this house itself, it would be between two separate rooms if they had made separate or had no separate ownership. Kulon dalad al dalad b'sech hasor. They have to be 4x4 and they have to be within 10. So it's a favorite in the price. So even by case of a bias, you need within, it should be, has to be within 10 to walk them off the grounds. So Morris first teretz is tirgamo that we should explain that which it says you need within 10 is referring to chatzeres, a chatzeres. So there's no difference between any of them, which means they all have the same requirement. The more is Tirgamo Adal and Adal. That which is saying Echadli, that they all need to be the same, that's the law that you need Dal and Adal, they all have to be the same. However, with regards to the heights, above 10 Tvachim in the Bayis is different than above 10 Tvachim in the Chotzer. So we have this idea that bayis come out the mal yadomi. We look at the airspace inside the house as if it's full. That allows us to say even a chaloyin above 10 tvachim is considered like it's within the ground, within 10 tvachim of the ground. What about the following scenario? Lul hapasuch min bayis lalia. If you have a opening in the floor which allows you access from the first floor to the second floor, and it belongs to two different people. So, can they use that access is to allow an eruv in between the two of them? So the answer is we had before. Remember, we had the day of a sulam. If you have a case, even the case of the kosel, if you have a sulam which is there kavua next to the kosel on both sides, that's considered there's an access point. That's equivalent of having access. So over here, sarach sulam kavua lahatiroi, or ain sarach sulam kavua lahatiroi. Do we require a sulam there or not? What's the shiloh? Look at the house, command the mayadami, so it's like the floor is right there, so you don't need a sulam, the floor is right there, you just stick your head in. You know, just levitate up into the second floor. So this concept, which we say, the halacha looks at it as if it's command the moly dummy, community basic command the moly dummy, honey milli minatzad, maybe we should only have that only true between, off to the side, by the wall. Ababam, in the middle of the room, loy, you don't say that. Or he doesn't see a difference. That's the shayla. So they asked, this is what they asked of Nachman. Enot Tzorich, he doesn't need a Sulam, does not need a Sulam Kavua. Now, Sabra Mino, they thought to say that what he meant to say was Sulam Kavua, who the Enot Tzorich. Sulam Aroy Tzorich, that you would need at least a Sulam Aroy. That even though you don't have a Sulam which remains there constantly, you have to have a sulam which is there, which you can put there whenever you need it, to be considered that you can make an era between the two floors. But itmar amar Rav Yosef bar Binyamin amar Rav Nachman echad sulam kavua echad sulam aroy ein tzorich. He says no. The concept of the basic command the mayadomi allows us to be matter the two, even if you don't have a sulam aroy there. We consider the two, there's an access point between the two of them, and you can be married together. Now, if you want to get there, you go up there, so you have to get a sulam, but that's a practical question. It's not a halachic issue. Okay.
So it's not that they are in and of themselves.
Sorry, what?
They're not joined in and of themselves. They can be combined into one.
Well, it's like a doorway. Doorway says you can be Ma'arav Shnaim, you can be Ma'arav Echad. You have a choice. It's just like a doorway. Tetsu Rashi, Lo Shonu, it's about halfway down the page. The boy at Techasar, so that halacha that you require within 10 Tvachim off the ground, it's only in the case between two Chatzeris. Between two Batim, you don't need. So now the Braisa, the more about this Braisa of Echadli, and one of the cases in the Braisa was Shebein Beis Shnei Gagin. So you had a window between two roofs. So the cases you had, the roofs were flat, they would use the roofs for different purposes. There was a wall in between, and you want to be ma'arav together. So you need a chaloin, which is 4x4 within 10 tefachim of the roof to allow it to be ma'arav together. Now, we've mentioned before that there's an opinion that holds that there's b'chal no din of eruv on the roofs b'chalal. There's no need for any Shimon Shita. There's no din eruv. All the gagas in the whole city are considered like one. So you can go. You can even if the people below were not ma'arav together. There's no problem of carrying from one gag to the other. So Rashi points out that this issue obviously going to leave with the rabbanon, darmi the kamon. It's going to rabbanon that they say k'shem shid the urin chalukin lamata, kach chalukin lamala. The same way if. Down below, there's separate owners. There's going to be a requirement of an eruv. So that extends to the roofs. The roofs also, if they're separate owners, there's going to have require an eruv. You can't carry from one roof, one person's roof to another person's roof without making an eruv. Some more answers. That which it mentions that you need within 10 tefachim is only the case of chatzeres, not the case of batim. Well, echad ikatani, alma kulan shavim. The phrase is they're all the same to me. So the more answers tirgam le echad li the master the kulan shavim. That which they're all the same is arbo al arbo. That which you require 4x4, that's the kulan shavim. But that you require within 10 tefachim of the ground, they're not kulan shavim. You have the first floor belongs to one person, and the second floor belongs to another person. They want to be ma'arav together. Lul is a ruba. It's an opening in the floor. Bekarkoy is aliyah in the floor of the second floor. Aliyah gavoya mekarka habayis. It's raised up. Obviously, I'm not sure what Rashi's adding with that. Mirminim basic command the moly dummy. According to your logic, there's an idea of basic command of Moli Dami. Having command of like Gavoya Asor, it's like it's not 10 Tvachim above. If it's not 10 Tvachim above, Nain Tzarek Sulam Kavua, Lal Yer Shom. Therefore, there's no need to have a ladder there regularly to allow Erev between the two of them, because the ladder being the Pesach. So you say, if you say basically the Moli Dami, it's like they're within 10 Tavachim each other, so just they're basically they're at the same height. So there is an access point, there's an opening, so what do you need more? Alarmin and Commander Moli. So then if they're not commanding Moli, so you need the ladder to be the door. We can count a ladder as a door. Maybe you only say commanding Moli dummy by the side, but not in the middle. And he said, no, even in the middle you say basically commanding Moli. Okay, is that the Mishnah? So now, this case over here is dealing with that there was no opening in the wall. Kersel Shebein Beis Chatzeris, you have a wall between two Chatzeris. Gavoya Asor, it's 10 Tvachim high. Berechav Arboa, and it's 4 Tvachim wide. Ma'arvin Shnaim Bein Ma'arvin Echad. Now, even if it's not 4 Tvachim wide, it'd also be Ma'arvin Shnaim and not Ma'arvin Echad. They're two separate Rishuyas, they have no access, and you have to Ma'arv separately. The reason why I cop the case that they're just four Tzvachim wide is for the Hemshech of the thought. Hoya Baroshoi Paris, if there was some food sitting on top of the wall, say Elo Erlin Mikan V'Erchlin, Velo Erlin Mikan V'Erchlin. So both Chetzeris have a right to go up on top of the wall and sit there and eat. But they cannot take it down because you're taking from different rishus into the chatzar without any eruv, and you can't make it eruv. If there is now a break in the wall, so Adesar Amis up to the a width of 10 amas wide, some arvin shnaim, v'rotzim arvin echad. It's a doorway, so it's a doorway. You may be ma'arv together. You may be ma'arv separately. Nimneshu kipesach. Yersim mikan. If it's wider than 10 amas, ma'arvin echad be ma'arvin shnaim. That's not a doorway anymore. That's just that the wall. That's just mean that the wall is broken. It's considered like there's a pierce in the wall, and it's considered like one large area with some things sticking out in the middle. So you have to ma'arv one together as one. If they be ma'arv separately, nobody could carry.
So the four in the start of the mission say that the wall itself is not a makom patur.
Well, it wouldn't be a makom patur anyway because it's part of Rishus Yachid.
The wall is.
The wall is, right? But we'll see. Rashi says, what would be if it wasn't before? Let's see Rashi. Kosher Shabbain Beis Chatzeris, Shtei Chatzeris. So, it's four Tvachim wide. Haydin Rochav Arboa. That says it's Rochav, should be Rochav, not Arba, should be Arboa. You have a correction on that?
Yeah.
You have Arboa, or you have?
Arba.
I have Arba, okay. Yeah, it should be Arboa. Okay, good. Good, happy they corrected it. Mishum Sefer Nochet Leit. Arboa is Zocher is going on Tvachim. Arba is going on Amos. Mishum Sefer Nochet Leit. The reason why it's relevant that it's four Tvachim wide is because of the next step. The Bar the Misni Hoya Barosha Paris. The next point, if there be Paris on the wall. Each side can go up over there. They can't take it down. It's considered its own rishus. It's not bottled to either rishus. But with regards to being a block between the two chatzeris and they can't be marved together, there's no difference how wide it is. Pushes is with thickness. So what will be if it's less than four tefachim? So it's not a rishus b'fnei atzmoit. So it means the rishus of both chatzer is there, so you can't move it a mashahu even. So there's no way to eat it because you can't move it. Because any movement you're doing is like moving from rishus A to rishus B.
We're saying that both rishus are chal on the top of the wall at that point.
Right. That's what Rashi's saying. So if it's dalal, so that's considered rishus b'fnei atzmoit. So it's his own rishus, so you can do whatever you want. It's his own rishus. But if it's not dalal, so then the rishus of both chatzer is affected. So any movement you're doing is like you're taking it from chatzer A to chatzer B, so you can't move it at all.
Do we have another case where we have two rishiyot on a single physical space?
Nothing comes to mind, but it seems I don't recall it being unique. It seems like there is another case, but it's not coming to mind. Okay, well, actually, we look at Aprecious. Yashimikan, if it's wider than 10 amos, so up to and including 10 amos, it's a doorway. If it's wider than 10 amos, how the appearance is considered that there's a break in the wall. But how will kikulu kedure chotzer achas? It's like all one big chotzer. Im irva kol achas la'atma, of each chotzer would then be ma'arifs independently. How will kikulkin esay ruvon be'osun elu alelu? So you have one big chotzer with 20 people in it, and 10, they make two groups, and each ma'arif separately. Well, achas nobody can carry. Because the whole idea of irva is you make it one big group, and it's you have two groups in your chotzer, so it's no good. Okay. And this is Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah. Ein bar arbu amai. If there's no four tefachim on it, what's the status? So Rav. So Rav says, Avar shtei rishuyas shaletas boy. Well, yosas boy afilim aloy nima. So Rav says that Avar both rishuyas is there, and therefore you can't move it even a mashahu, even the hair's breadth. Rabbi Yechon Omar, elu malam mikan v'ayuchlin, elu malam mikan v'ayuchlin. So both, no. So Avar Shei Rishuyas is Shalat this boy. So each one has a right to go there and eat it. Avar Shei Rishuyas. Okay. So not only are you allowed to be oilin there, you're allowed to be malin mikan. So you're allowed to take up from your chotzer to the wall and take down. So it's bolted to both sides, lakula, that you can mamash go up and down. Whereas if it's dalid, it's a separate shus. So you may not take from the chotzer up to the wall. All you can do is eat what's there already. Okay, Tanan. Elu oilin mikan v'oichlin. Velu oilin mikan v'oichlin. So it says oilin in malin lo. You cannot. You can go up yourself, but you can't bring anything up. Or it says no. Hachikomer. You're right. That's what it means. But yesh bar arbo al arbo oilin in malin lo. If it's for. So now it's a separate rishus, so you can go there, you can walk to any rishus you want, you can eat what's there, you can move what's there within that rishus, that's also fine. But you can't transfer from your rishus, which is the chotzer, to the top of the roof, top of the wall, so that's, you can't be malah. But ein bar abo l'arbo, malah nami. So not only can you go there, you can even take there, because it's like Jonathan, it's like a mokum patur in a sense, and it has no significance of where it is. So it's bottled to the rishus, so I have a right to go there. So here you'll have a case of one rishus, which two chatzeris have rishus over. That we've had before. Like you have the overlap. You both chatzeris have rishus there. Okay. Okay. Lost the on the time eight. Rabbi Yochanan said the same similar idea. He also Rav Dimi came and he said to Rabbi Yochanan, said Welcome, Shane Bo Arbo Arbo. What do the name of Shusha Rabbi? The name of Shusha Yochid, the Katif Alov. In the case of, if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yochid right next to it, and in between, there's a Makom Patur, which is not 4x4, so it's going to have a height. It has to be at least 3 Tvachim high, otherwise it's bolted to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's more than 3 Tvachim high, it's not bolted to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If it's less than 4x4, if it's 4x4, it's a caramelist. If it's less than 4x4, it's a Makom Patur. And that goes, no matter how high it is, once it's 3 Tvachim high or above. So the Lach, except for if it's 9 Tvachim, the Katav Lach by 9 Tvachim, even less than Dalal, I don't remember. But the Lach, he says, in the case where it's not 4x4, yeah, I think even if it's 9 Tvachim. So both Rishuyas have a right to put their items down there to straighten them out, which is the Lashon Lakatev Alav, to arrange it, to be able to carry it. So you can put your item down there and arrange it and pick it up. So both Rishuyas Yerab and Rishuyas Yachar are using the same place. However, a person can't take out from the Rishuyas Yachar, put it in the Makom Patur, and then take it from there to Rishuyas Yerab. That you can't do. So you see that you can have an avir, which is less by four than four by four, that two different shuyas have a shuyas over it. So same thing over here. Moses says, "Rav, less than Rav Dimi." Are you saying that Rav doesn't hold Rav Dimi's halacha? Rashi points out that the Moses Kasha is that Rav Dimi, he's really just fleshing out a statement which is in the Mishnah. It's before in the Mishnah that then is true, that you have this area which is with an access to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's not Dalad al Dalad. Both Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim may use the Makom Patur. Morris says no. Iber Shuyas Deraisa. Over there you're dealing with Rosh Hashanah Yochid Deraisa and Rosh Hashanah Yochid Derabon and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Deraisa. So Hachinami, that I agree to. So the Tuchatzeris is mitzad isurim derabbanan. Because the rice, it's all Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You're allowed to carry from one to the other. The Chacham said no. The Chacham also chizuk l'divrei miyosim mishal Torah. The Chacham have created a chumrah and their din more than the din of the Torah. Let's see Rashi. Abavei is Rishuya shalat this boy. Since it's not a chashuv place, so it's considered secondary to both chaseris. Rishus beis chaseris shall let this boy. Both chaseris now have authority over it. If you allow Rishus also the taltas on the wall itself, you may not carry. Rechon says the opposite, that Abra both Rishuy is affected, and therefore Malam Mechatzer and the Rishuy, you let it take from the Chatzer up to the top of the wall. Who had in the Meridian, you can take down from the wall down to the Chatzer also. The Makom Patur, who bought to the Khan, will bought to the Khan. It's considered like it doesn't have any significance, and it's bought to both sides. Lahokil, not like Rav said, Lachomer, but Lakula. Welcome, Shem B'dalit. Roichev. It doesn't have a width of four. V'aymid bein Rosh Hashanah Yochid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's in a place between Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'yesh lano hecker, but it's definitely set off from the rest of the other properties. Going to v'aymid oritz gimel. It's at least 3 tvachim high. V'ilah yorechev dalid. But had it been a width of four, well, it's 3 tvachim high. It's considered its own distinct area. If it had been four, Bahavi Karmelis, also the Kana Lakan, would be also to carry from it to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Abba Akhtrav, Nikram Mokam Patur, Mutra Lakan, Lakan, Lakatab Alof Master Shalahan. Both Rishuyas can use the Makom Patur. Melashon Yechlifu, the Rabbanon, he, they said the Rabbanon to exchange from one to the other. So a person would take out from the Shuzi Yachid, put it down on the Makam, on the Makam Patur, then take from the Makam Patur to the Shuzi Rabbim, he would be Mirais and Mutter. Chum said, we don't want you doing it because what we're afraid of, that a person will take the Shuzi Yachid and not put it down on the Makam Patur and go straight to the Shuzi Rabbim. So, but Mikra then, had he actually put it down, he'd be Potter. Why? The meaning of Akira Mishuzu, you have to take it from one Mishuz and put another Mishuz. Akira Mishuzu Yachid, Gemurah. You took it out of the Mishuzu Yachid. You put it down the Makam Tur. Then Akira Makam Tur. Then you take it from the Mishuzu. Then you, so it's two separate acts, and each act is Potter. Morris says, Rav Leslie the Rav Dimi. But to me, it's a question. But Masnisi, it's a brayse of Masechta Shabbos, Perakama. It says, "Oymen Adam Alui Skufa." Person, the case over there was a little bit different. The case over there was a person was standing on this Makam Patur. So the only is standing in the Shusha Rabbim, the Baba is standing in the Shusha Yachar. The person is allowed to stand on that and go back and forth with somebody in the Shusha Rabbim. Because the transfers from Makam Patur to Shusha Rabbim or vice versa. And he can also then turn around and do the same thing with the Balabais who's in the Rishis Yochid. The Balabais are nois and loy. But Vashal Yitzel means Evan is Yitzel and Zeb. But he cannot, we don't let him take from the Balabais and give to the Ani. So it means you can't go from the Rishis Yochid to the Makam Patur to the Rishis Rab. So that's a vice. It's like Rav can't argue with that. The more says you, Rav says you're right. If you choose the rice, so you can go to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Yachid. You're dealing with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So people understand you have to be careful. So they don't need any special. You said, listen, we're not going to. People will understand the need for care, and we do not feel a need to be to ask. Over here, Rosh Hashanah, over here, it's Rabbanon. Let's say Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Yachid. I mean, the rice are both Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I mean, Rabbanon the Aser. So that needs a chizuk beyond that of the Torah.
To go back a little bit, only between the two Rishuyot, more than four wide, is there any depth required to the wall? Thickness?
Again, I'm sorry, I didn't have to begin the sentence.
The wall between
the two. It has to be at least four tefachim that way also.
Just not stated clearly.
Yeah, well, usually the wall is longer than four tefachim. Imagine between the two chaseras, right? So he doesn't say a lot of transfer.
He says they can
each one can be mal or mer. It doesn't say that they can transfer. Well, that's the Surah Lo Yachlifu.
That would be rough. That's not transferred.
That is transferred. You can't do that. Lo Yachlifu. You can't. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make a difference between. Rabbi Yochanan said in the case where he says, the worst of Rabbi Yochanan is going to Teme. In the case where Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't be Machlif. So, and no reason to say this case is any different according to Rabbi Yochanan. He's not different, say different between Rabbi Yochanan and Shusha Rises. The Rabbanon is just the Rises. So the Rises says don't exchange. The Rabbanon is also you can't exchange. Okay. Omer Rabba. Omer. Or Bar Ravuna. Omer Rav Nachman. So Rabba Bar Ravuna. Send the name of Rav Nachman. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Ravuna called Rav Nachman. Kosher shebein shtechet tzeres. You have a wall between two tzeres. So one chatzer was higher than the other. Tziro echad gavoya asar tzvachim. Tziro echad shavur l'oritz. Rashi says that if it's anything which is within 10 tzvachim of the ground, it's called shavur l'oritz. So on one side, the level of the ground of the chatzar was such that the height of the wall wasn't 10 tefachim. The height of the wall was 8 tefachim. On the other side, the other chatzar, the height of the wall was 10. So from their vantage point, it's a 10 tefachim high wall. From their vantage point, it's an 8 tefachim high wall. So what happens in that scenario is that the chatzar, which has the wall being less than 10 tefachim, gets the rights to use the wall. Go back in the case of the Mishnah, let's say, where it was four. So we consider it a distinct rishus. It's not a distinct rishus, because in the same way you'd have within the rishus of Yachid, if you'd have a higher and lower spot in rishus of Yachid, it's all the same rishus of Yachid. So far as they're concerned, this is all part of the rishus of Yachid. From this side, it's an easy usage. From this side, it's a difficult usage. So they get the rights to use the top of the wall. Okay. So it's considered two separate rishuyas, because since from the other chatzar's perspective it's 10 tefachim high, so from their perspective it's a wall which separates between the two of them, so they're considered distinct. That's enough to make it distinct between the two sides, even though from their perspective the wall isn't high enough. But from the perspective of them, it's 10, so they're distinct, so that's enough to make both sides distinct. But this side can use the top of the wall. It wouldn't be any difference then. Let's say you would have a chotzer, you'd have a wall, and then there'd be just a flat area which people use. The wall between makes them separate. But this is all for them. That's part of their wall. That's part of their floor or ground. Okay. Amar Rav Shizi, Amar Rav Nachman. So now Rav Shizi takes it a step further. Here it wasn't the wall, but it was a ditch. So a ditch also can act like a wall. To act like a wall, it has to be 10 tefachim deep. So on one side, the charitz is 10 tefachim, from one chotzer's vantage point, the charitz is 10 tefachim deep. And from one chotzer's vantage point, it's not 10 tefachim deep. Shavul Oritz again, which means it's within 10 tefachim. So now, so the zeh she shavul Oritz, shem dehavle lezeh tashmish benachas, lezeh tashmish bekasha, and we always give it to the one which is tashmish benachas. Okay, and the more is going to discuss why you need to give me both cases. Look, both cases, it seems to be the point. It seems exactly the same. Why do you need both cases? But let's hold that for tomorrow.